He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gadget Professor. My name is Don Bain, and I am the Gadget Professor. I'm so glad everybody joined us. We are on episode 122. It is September 12th, and I'm thrilled that you're here. We're not going to spend a lot of time telling you how to get to the Gadget Professor because you're already watching it. So let's just say if you're new to the Gadget Professor, welcome. If you're old, welcome back. Basically, just go to thegadgetprofessor.com. You want to sign up for the show notes. You'll see the newsletter right there. Click it. Put your email in. You're going to get the newsletter every Thursday night as soon as we're done with the episode. Also, we have a Facebook page. That would be facebook.com/thegadgetprofessor. And, of course, Rebel Mouse, my favorite one. It would be Rebel Mouse slash Gadget Professor. This takes all my tweets and shows you what's new, what's coming up. Every hour, you can go to this page and there'll be something new on it. So, how do you get in touch with the Gadget Professor? It's easy. Just go to thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. If you want to follow us on Twitter, it's simple to do. It would be just go to Twitter and go @gadgetprofessor. If you like Gadget Professor, check me out on Facebook. And if you want to see what's new, check this Rebel Mouse page out because it is cool. So let's get right into today's phenomenal, interesting stuff. Today we have some interesting information. I just heard this this morning, which I thought was kind of interesting. What they're saying is that the tablets now are going to far outsell combined PCs and laptops by the end of this year. And they're also saying that the Apple is still the number one selling tablet, but it's rapidly starting to lose that number one position. So I'll have an article about that. It's pretty easy. And this is on redorbit.com, so you can check that out. Here's an interesting tidbit of information. You may remember, if you have been a longtime viewer of the Gadget Professor, I used to talk about Decide.com. And what Decide.com was, I say was a place that you would spend 10 bucks a year. That's what I paid. And if you're going to buy something, whatever that may be, you will actually be able to chart when the best time to buy it is. And what Decide would do is if they recommended a buy and the price went up, they would actually pay you the difference. So you essentially registered, just, you know, your name, your address, your phone number, all that stuff. You paid your 10 bucks a year, and pretty much anything that you wanted to buy, primarily in the electronics world, like you know, let's say television sets, DVD recorders, some photography, it would tell you that. Long and the short of it is that it was just bought out by eBay, which kind of bummed me out because I hate when you pay for something in advance and then it goes bust on you. What can you do? But Decide has guaranteed everybody that they will get a full refund in a week. Well, it's been a week and I didn't see my 10 bucks returned. It's only 10 bucks, but it's just the principle of the thing. I will keep you posted on that. So the bottom line is, as far as I know, there is no more Decide.com, and eBay is taking their technology, which would be statistical analysis of rising and falling market share prices of various companies. So eBay is now using that technology, and as far as I know, Decide.com is gone. So that bummed me out, but that's what it is. Now, we've all heard yesterday the announcement, or the day before yesterday, the announcement of the brand new iPhone, and it looks kind of neat and it's very exciting, yada-da-da-da-da, but here we are with your fingerprint now, and now you're going to use your thumbprint or your fingerprint to give you access. Instead of a password, you just use your thumbprint, and of course you can have multiple people put their fingerprint on, put their name, their identification, and it will allow you to use their phone. So if I need to answer my wife's phone, I would have my thumbprint already on there, and of course I would be able to access it. If I didn't have my fingerprint on there, then I would not be able to access it. Now, there's a lot of technology that goes in to accurately read the fingerprint, and what I've already heard from the tech pundits is that if your hands are sweaty, they have a lot of trouble reading your thumbprint. So that will be interesting, not only your thumbprint, your fingerprint, but it will be interesting to see if that indeed is a problem with the new iPhones or if it's not as bad as people are making it out to be. But that's what I heard right off the bat. The other thing I guess that's kind of concerning to me, we all know for a fact now, and it's fact, that the government, if you will, NSA, has been spying on everybody's phone conversations and so on and so forth. So I don't know, I don't do anything bad that I'm aware of, but to give them access to my fingerprints on top of everything else that's already in my phone is something I don't like about that. So I don't know if I like the idea of a fingerprint to gain access on a smartphone, since the government has access to everything else that's in the phone. I don't know how I feel about that, but I'll worry about that later. I'm just informing you. Now we are going to some of our free apps and some of the interesting things that I've picked up during the last few weeks that I think would be of interest to you. This is a website called Just Me, and Just Me doesn't work on a website, if you will, like I'm doing now, but it does work as an app for your iPhone or your Android phone. And what it is, it's the best of texting, email, and social networking all in one place. As I said, it is available for the iPhone and on the Android. You can message your contacts. You can send text, photos, and voice and video. It's simple, it's free, and believe it or not, it's unlimited. So unlimited and free are good. Even if your contacts don't have Just Me, they can read your messages via email or SMS. So check that out. You can be social. Recipients can comment and like your media or reply with their own text, photos, and videos and audio. It replies to created share albums, be in control, save memories, information for your eyes only. When sharing it with others, it's just too much. So it gives you some controllability about what you can share and what you can't share. Send messages to contacts from your address book. Publish for everybody when you want the world to know what it is that you want them to know. So check that out. It's free and it's simple to download and looks fairly easy to use, and I do like the interface. Here's a program that's kind of interesting. I actually have this on my laptop, actually the one that I'm on right now. And this is put out by a company called NIRSOFT, NIRSOFT, totally free. And it's called Wireless Network Watcher version 1.67. And the Wireless Network Watcher is a small utility that scans your wireless network and displays a list of all computers and other devices that are currently connected to your network. For every computer or device that is connected to your network, the following information will be displayed: IP address, the MAC address. Now, everybody knows or should know that every device that connects to the internet has a unique MAC address. Nothing to do with the IP address, and essentially the MAC address is the fingerprint of your machine, your laptop, your desktop, whatever it is that you're listening to on the internet, whatever device you have, it has a MAC address. This will also tell you the company that manufactured the network card and optimally the name, so you can export all this into a file, and that will work pretty well for you. Rolling right along here, you have another great free app. It's available on the iTunes and it is called Battery Saver. And I need a battery saver. You must need a battery saver. This will work both on the Android system and of course the iPhone, and it tells you what the status of your battery is. It also suggests what you can do to turn some of those apps down so you're not burning the battery out. And there it is on Google Play. So again, it's available on both both platforms. I just came across this a day ago, and it's very, very intriguing to me. It's called, it's made by Ricoh, and they used to make copy machines, and it's called Theta. And what this device is, as you can see, is it's a small, it almost looks like a handheld camera, which is essentially what it is. But what this device will do is shoot phenomenal 360 panoramas. Simple orientation. You can capture your computer surroundings with the simple press of the shutter button. The Ricoh Theta will automatically adjust the image orientation so that you don't have to worry about how you're holding the camera. Just simply take pictures at the precise moment you choose. It's small, it's lightweight body. The Reiko Theta is designed for portability with a small, lightweight body that weighs a mere 3.3 ounces. You can enjoy capturing these spherical images wherever you go. Actually, on their website, they do not have how much it is, which I thought was interesting. And there are apps for the iPhone and for the Android phone. And what you can actually do with this is pretty interesting. You have to port it to your phone. So it's not a phone. It's a separate camera that you will actually port to the apps that's on your smartphone. And I'm not going to run this whole video, but I'm just going to run a little piece of it. And I'm not worried about whether you hear the sound, but let's see if we can get that back. It shows you some people that actually use this device, and there's several videos that are up already right now. For some reason, this isn't playing, but if you go up and Google the Reiko, R-I-C-H-O, Theta, you will find multiple videos that have been produced using this piece of equipment. It's pretty cool. If you like doing some unusual panoramic types of videos, this is a device for you. It is a little bit pricey, though. It sells for $400, and for $400, you can probably buy a pretty cool camera for sure with interchangeable lenses at that price. Again, this, if you Google it, you'll see a ton of websites. A ton of videos that show how cool this is, and believe me, it's pretty cool. So check that out. And now I would like to take a close-up shot of camera two, because we are going to talk about the gadget of the day. And the gadget of the day, Mike, can we get camera two? The gadget of the day is an Anker, A-N-K-E-R, that's who makes it, 7-port USB 3.0 hub. And I desperately needed one of these, and today we are fortunate enough to have one here. So let's take a look at what this puppy looks like, and why would you use it? Why do you need it? Well, what you don't realize, or maybe you do realize, is that every USB plug that you put into your computer, all right, takes voltage and amperage from your machine. So if you plug in 3 or 4 or 5 USB devices, and they could be anything, they could be a hard drive, they could be something that hooks up to your phone, to your smartphone, they could be another USB hub itself that takes up more USB energy, if you will. It could be a microphone, it could be a headset. So anything that's a USB plug that plugs into your computer, and typically you have 2, 3, 4 USB ports on your computer. If you fill those up and you have, let's say three external hard drives, doesn't matter what brand, your computer is going to start to run slow, and everything's going to start to run slow, and you're going to wonder why. Well, the reason is that there's not enough power, because every computer has a power supply. There's not enough power, and particularly enough current, to handle the need of all those devices. Yes, they plug in, and yes, they work. But if you want to retain any type of speed, you need to have a power supply within the computer that could handle that. And quite frankly, most do not. So what happens is you end up with a lag, or a slow running computer. Now, typically you've seen USB port devices, distribution devices, that look something like this. So you're going to plug this plug, if you will, into the computer, and you have 3 ports on this, and it will work. But we can go to camera two, and I'll show you a close-up of this so you can get what I'm talking about. Let's just go right here. So there's the 3 ports, and obviously there's the plug that you're going to plug in. Now, if you look over on the side, what you're going to see here, there's 3 ports there, and there's 1 port. Let's get it right there. Now, on the side of this, very small, right where my thumb is, it says DC in. Now, as a matter of fact, what you can do is go in with any DC power supply. It can be positive or negative voltage. It doesn't really matter. Plug it into this, and that will give this a boost. So you're better off running any type of external device that's a USB port, if you will, with the power supply. If you buy the cheap ones that don't have a power supply, and this one was a cheap one, It didn't come with a power supply, but at least you have the ability to plug the power supply in. All your devices will work faster and better. I'm at the point with my computer where I cannot put any more USB devices on. I have probably 8 or 9 USB hard drives with different types of files on them. And it's so bad, I don't even know what drive has what in right now. It's getting out of control. But I will tell you that my hard drives that I have plugged into my computer are running real slow. So the solution would be to buy a good one, and this is a good one, compared to a bad one. Yeah, this will work. You know, if you have a little microphone and a headset, you know, maybe one portable small USB drive, this would be okay. But when you have a lot of stuff on your computer, you really want a big boy, and that's where this comes in. So let's go to camera 2 right now, and we'll take a close-up of this device, and you'll see why I like it and why I bought it. Here's what it looks like, and you'll notice immediately on the bottom it's labeled 1 through 7, and then right above the little arrows here you'll actually see that it has lights. So every time you plug a device in there, you'll know a device is plugged in because it's going to light up. On the side, well, let's go on the back first. There's two parts to it. Obviously, you're going to plug your USB part right into here. Let's make it over here because I'm backwards. And the power supply is right there. And basically, that's all there is to it. Now, in the box, obviously, comes your USB 7-port adapter. You get the USB plug, and that's straight enough. That's just going to go right in here like so. I can get the orientation correct, so that's that. This is going to go into your computer, the USB part, and then you get the power supply. Now, here's the interesting thing about this thing, which is really one of the main reasons I bought it. Look at the size of the power pack that you get. Let's take a look at this in camera 2 here. That's not your regular power supply that you buy with the cheap USB hub. Okay, this is a serious one. So you get the power cord that plugs into there like that. And if I turn this over on the power supply, it's 12 volts and it's 300 milliamps. That's a power supply. And that will give me plenty of juice to run almost all my USB 3 devices without any slowness or any hesitation. It also comes with a very nice instruction manual. And it points out some interesting things here that you may not be aware of when you're using USB. Obviously, it tells you how to hook things up, but it gives you a useful tip, which I found, you know, interesting. It says a mouse, a regular mouse, a USB mouse, takes 100 milliamps. A camera takes 300 milliamps. A portable hard disk, okay, which I have many of, takes 500 milliamps. A USB 3 portable hard drive, and I must have 5 of those, that takes 900 milliamps. And a keyboard is 500 milliamps. Now, 1,000 milliamps equals 1 amp. Now, what this says is very interesting, and I'm glad they're upfront about it. It said this hub is not designed to serve as a standalone charger. So it means don't charge your. It's not a charging device. Okay, don't use it as a charging device. It's not going to charge your iPad, or tablet, or any other device. The second thing that I found astonishing, at least they tell you up front, is we have found that the US 3 hubs are not very compatible with Logitech devices. That's an important fact to know. This seems to be the case with all hubs, regardless of brands, not just ours. So we do not recommend you using one of the 3.0 hubs with any Logitech device. That doesn't mean that you can't, but if you're going to have some screwy problems, that's the reason why. So that is pretty interesting and pretty good information. Now, what you need to keep in mind is that you don't overload this with too many, too high an amperage load, if you will, because again, this power supply is only rated at 3,000 milliamps. So you can do the math. So if you are in the market for a really high quality USB 3, and a lot of people buy USB 2 port adapters, even though they have a USB 3 machine, and you're slow right off the bat. So I like to keep as much speed as I can, which is about, I think it's 5 gigabytes per second, I believe, that it will pass on a 3.0. Now, for those who are very technically inclined, I'll put this in the show notes. This is a diagram that actually shows what those little, what these, inside this, Mike, if we can get a shot at camera too, these have, there's actually wires inside this. And if you look very closely, you'll actually see pin connectors, okay? So this diagram here shows what they are, and it shows that it's numbered 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, if you do what's called a pinout diagram, which is what this is, just to back up what I'm saying is, pin 1 is to transfer data, but it's plus 5 volts, okay? You have the minus DC, I'm sorry, the VCC is plus 5 volts, which is standard for any USB, whether it's a charger or not. It puts out 5 volts. You're passing the data on 2 and 3, pin 2 and 3, and the black is ground. So if you see this 5 volt DC, that's what powers the USB. It's 5 volts. These transformers aren't powering the USB. They're powering the circuitry that's inside this, which is pretty sophisticated. And that's why a hub is going to give you better connectivity, better speed, better all-around performance than just plugging a bunch of stuff into the USB ports on your computer. It's all with the power supply and the circuitry that's in here. So that's why this, which costs I think $34 on Amazon, opposed to this, which costs I think $5, this is going to give you much better results. Why? The power supply, the circuitry, opposed to no power supply and minimal, if any, circuitry at all. So that will wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I appreciate you tuning in. Stay tuned to us for next week because we're going to have a very exciting show. And in the next coming weeks, and I can't tell you exactly when because we're in the new studio, we are actually going to be streaming the Gadget Professor show live. And we're probably going to be using live stream to do that. We may have some other streaming services that we'll provide this with. If you're interested in watching this show live and actually participating, it's totally free. There's no cost. Drop me a line at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And in the headline, just put streaming. And that way it will get to me and I will inform you when we're ready to stream live the Gadget Professor show. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.